will make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hello again, and it's time to talk about the billions of dollars we waste each year on unnecessary testing, both that our doctors order and that we request from them. My guest today is Dr. Cynthia Smith. She is Senior Physician Educator of Medical Education with the American College of Physicians, and she is trying to teach both patient and doctor to stop ordering so many tests when it comes to low back pain. Dr. Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It seems that once we became upright animals, we started to have a lot of problems. If we just went back to walking on all fours, might we save a few billion dollars?
Oh, yeah. Well, back pain certainly is a huge problem in our medical system today.
I think I see two back pains a day, and so whatever, 14 a week, it seems to be probably the top one or two diagnoses. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. It is one of the leading complaints in our primary care and specialist offices in this country. And actually, we spend about $86 billion annually on back and neck pain in this country. It's about 9% of our total health care costs are spent diagnosing and treating back pain.
Wow. That is a big number, once again,
a big number.
That we are spending on doing lots of testing and many of them unnecessary. So let's talk about let's make up a person. Let's say a 35-year-old male comes into my office and he says, "Doc, I'm having low back pain for 2 weeks. What am I as the doctor supposed to do?" Oh, and by the way, he says, my butcher, my manicurist, and my sister-in-law told me I need to get an MRI.
Right. Actually, a very common scenario. So obviously the main thing is definitely to take the history and make sure that they don't have any red flag symptoms. So for the
patients out there. What is a red flag symptom? What's a red flag symptom?
Something that would make you think that the back pain is complicated as opposed to uncomplicated and may actually need a further workup. So if you want me to go through those, I will.
Please, yeah. I think patients need to know what the red flags are.
Right. So if you're older, significantly older, you have a history of trauma, a history of cancer, if you've been on steroids for a long time for another diagnosis, if you have a fever, if the symptoms are longer, your patient had only symptoms for 2 weeks, but if the symptoms are really persistent for over 6 weeks and have any weakness, numbness, or tingling, weight loss, those types of things are things that we would be worried about.
I also ask them if it wakes them up at night. I think
right.
They taught me
that night pain is a big one.
That's a bad one, and if they have trouble peeing or pooping.
Right. Those are all good questions to ask.
So assuming this young man has no red flags, none of these alarm systems, what should I tell him? And how can I back it up with data?
Right. So basically, this is what I tell my patients. Obviously, doing a complete examination to make sure that there are no findings on exam is important as well. I tell them that imaging studies are really unlikely to help, that many patients will have abnormalities on their imaging studies that are not the cause of their back pain and are unlikely to cause problems later on. So imaging in patients with nonspecific low back pain often leads to overdiagnosis or diagnosis of abnormalities that really aren't going to cause them any problems.
We call those incidentalomas.
Incidentalomas, exactly. So, and also, even a lot of times, if you tell the patient you don't want to do, if they say, "Well, what if I have a disc?" The data are very clear about that even if you have a herniated disc, as long as you don't have a progressive weakness or difficulty walking or any neurologic signs from that are progressive, patients do the same whether they have surgery or not at 1 year and 5 years. So even making the diagnosis, if it's not going to change what you do for the patient, that all patients with nonspecific low back pain or this low back pain without the alarm symptoms can be treated conservatively.
It's interesting you say that. Never order a test unless it's going to change management. And in this case, your management is going to tell them to do this thing that no one wants to wait. No one wants to do. They do not want to wait. They want immediate gratification. I used to write a prescription for tincture of time in divided doses, but nobody gets that anymore. I like to say, this too shall pass, but they don't like that anymore. It's very hard for them to say, for them to accept the fact that they have to wait a week or two and that it'll go away. They think that I'm sometimes blowing them off. They complain, I can't wait that long. That's an inconvenience. That does not fit into my life. I need something done right now, doctor.
Right. And I think one of the things that I do that really works, again, is acknowledging how incredibly painful and debilitating, even if it's nonspecific, low back pain can be. And I make sure that I take the time to say, listen, I understand what you're going through. This is incredibly painful. And I make sure that I provide them with some things that will really help treat their symptoms, whether it's heating pad, whether it's making sure they have stretches, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications if they can take it, and then always trying the other things like physical therapy and stretching. There's some pretty good data for Pilates and yoga. Never do bed rest. I say you must do something, some activity.
Keep of moving.
So
you mentioned physical therapy, but that seems to be an added expense that you may want to just wait. So do you say, let's wait 2 weeks. If you're not getting any better, then we'll do physical therapy. If that doesn't work, then we'll do this. So you give them some sort of plan so they at least have a timetable in their hands.
Exactly. And the other thing to remember about physical therapy is that patients tend to have a higher out-of-pocket payment for that. So I practice medicine in West Philadelphia. Many of my patients cannot afford to pay for physical therapy. So that's something that I keep in my back pocket if the usual traditional things do not work. And I'll print up stretches. I'll go over stretches that they can do. I use heat and non-steroidals. I never prescribe narcotics for these patients. Because of the side effects and the harms that you can do with that, and they don't work particularly well either.
Say that again, because it's fascinating how everybody's back pain flares up on Friday afternoons, and they are coming in requesting a narcotic, and I'd like you to say again, they're not great pain reducers, they're more mood elevators.
They don't work very specifically on decreasing pain and inflammation. They're a terrible choice for patients who have chronic pain because they get tolerance and they have many, many side effects. So whenever possible, I avoid the use of narcotics for non-cancer pain in my practice.
Dr. Smith, there are numerous guidelines out there by numerous organizations. Who am I supposed to believe? Which one shall I use today?
There are a lot.
Yours. I should use yours.
Right. Well, there are a lot of guidelines, but there are also a lot of guidelines that agree, which make it so much better. Yes, it makes it so much better because you have a lot of guidelines on your side. So there's the American College of Radiology, Occupational and Environmental Medicine, the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, which is a UK guideline. And, of course, the American College of Physicians and the American Pain Society guidelines all are in agreement. So I think not only that, but this was also, we haven't mentioned the Choosing Wisely campaign.
Where can we find Choosing Wisely real quick?
So it's www.choosingwisely.org, and those are lists of interventions that patients and physicians should question doing routinely.
Dr. Cynthia Smith, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Never let anyone else do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.